USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Testimony continued on day four of the murder trial of Derek Chauvin and the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Jurors heard from at least a dozen witnesses and saw surveillance and police body cam video of Floyd's arrest last May. Two paramedics called to the scene, including Derek Smith, explained to jurors what they saw.
In a living person, there should be a pulse there. I did not feel one. I suspected this patient to be dead.
Floyd's girlfriend also took the stand.
This kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
Chauvin is on trial after pinning his knee on Floyd's neck last May. His defense team made the case that Floyd's drug use and underlying health conditions led to his death. Over 130 illegal aliens have surrendered to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents near San Miguel, Mexico. More than 80 were unaccompanied minors. The group was provided masks and transported to Tucson. Most of them were from Guatemala and the rest from Honduras. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Authorities say a suspect wanted for killing three people and wounding two others in Memphis was found dead inside his hotel room. Metro Nashville police say 48-year-old Michael Tucker died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound after police went to his hotel room and used a drone to look inside. And the gunman who killed four people and critically wounded a fifth at an office building in Southern California, according to authorities, either knew the victims personally or through business dealings. Police say that suspect chained shut the gates before opening fire. The investigation into the crash that injured golf star Tiger Woods is complete. More from Tim Burke in the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Investigators are tight-lipped about the cause of the crash that left golfer Tiger Woods seriously injured. The investigation into the February 22nd crash outside of Los Angeles has wrapped up. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying if they get permission from Woods to release the cause of the crash, they will.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A black man is facing charges for the violent attack on a defenseless Asian woman in New York City.
38-year-old Brandon Elliott is being charged with an assault as a hate crime. The NYPD saying the video attack on social media got 4 million impressions and also helped in retrieving tips from the public. Elliott already on parole for the fatal stabbing of his mother-in-law. Republican Congressman from New York, Nicole Meliotakis, says some of the state's policies are leading to violent criminals being released.
This is what's happening in radical cities and states like ours here in New York, where the policies being put in place are allowing individuals who are dangerous, who have criminal records, who have been convicted of serious crimes like murder, rape, to be released back onto the street. In this particular case, it was Governor Cuomo's appointed parole board that allowed this individual to be released. He was sentenced to 15 years to life. So after 17 years, was put back on the street, was living in a homeless shelter, and he committed this heinous act.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends First. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Opening day of Major League Baseball, the Royals take down the Rangers in a thriller, 14-10. Padres beat the Diamondbacks 8-7. It was the Cardinals 11, the Reds 6, and the Rays blanked the Marlins 1-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.